This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Wednesday, 20 March, year of our Lord, 2024. Before I get to Tyson's food, I just want to finish with this. I want to make sure. And this, I want to couple the $2 billion of Biden with what, 6-7 months to go. $2 billion versus Trump. And once again, we're like in the situation of 16. And this is why you're seeing a lot of billionaires have dinners and things like that. But we are vastly outgunned on this. I think I've got it up on Getter. One of the lead stories in The Hill today were Democrat donors that have said, hey, we don't care how much money Biden has. Trump is such a master of media, free media, that and marketing. That, and they also said it's very hard for Biden to sell what he's trying to sell. That's why you're not going to see a lot of positivity coming from the Democrats. It's all going to be the end of days. It's all going to be your insurrectionists. They've already said last night, I think we had in the clip, that November 5 is going to be the next insurrection day. And they're livid that 2/3 to 75% of Republican voters know that Joe Biden's an illegitimate president. Sorry, not sorry. This is one of the reasons go to Birch Gold. We keep talking about birchgold.com. Just go talk to professionals, / Bannon, get Philip Patrick and the team on there. Why has gold been a hedge? Why is it get every couple of days at an all-time high? Why is the Federal Reserve working on central bank digital currency? Why are central banks throughout the rest of the world, the BRICS nations, the global south, the people that have the resources, why are they buying gold at record rates? And why is our Federal Reserve working on a central bank digital currency? Ask the questions to the experts. They'll give you the answers. Then your free men and women, get a pot of Warpath coffee, sit in a corner, tell the kids to go outside and play, cut off the computer, the phones, even cut off War Room. And just think, you're free men and women. Raheem Kassam, $2 billion. You're the first guy really to aggregate it. And it's going to keep pouring in, right? Particularly with these dark money. Explain to the audience just a piece of nomenclature. When you say dark money, what do you mean dark money?
Yeah, so this is one of the things that Midas Touch has been doing as well recently. When you're registered as a certain way, there are all these rules on reporting that you have to do, but including the names of your donors, right? But if you do it as a dark money kind of operation, like a 501c3 style operation, the names of the people who are giving the money that is being used and effectively, in Midas Touch's operation, is acting as a surrogate for the Biden campaign. In other iterations, they do kind of pass-throughs and things like that. You have all these stupid laws that, the campaigns can't talk to the PACs and so on and so forth. Total and utter bollocks, right? They all do it. They're all collaborating all the time, whether it's through, servers or whispers on the Hill and so forth. And so dark money as a concept really is about obscuring the origin source of the cash. And that's why a lot of these far left, especially a lot of the Hollywood types who don't want the heat, who don't want the flack for this, who don't want their names up in those kind of lights, they will give through organizations like this. And so that's the kind of money that you'll see pouring massively. You've got a number of institutions on the political left. The Arabella Network is a great example, who actually serve as clearinghouses for the cash, and then they apportion it according to who their boards of advisors decide are the most effective. And that's where, by the way, to come back to the last segment, that's where Media Matters will start seeing its funds dry up from, and where groups like Midas Touch will end up eating their lunch, because they can show, hey, we reached 150 million people with one click. Media Matters reached, 250,000 people with one story. And so bang for your buck wise, especially as far as the donors are concerned, it's going to go to these newfangled groups.
This T-E-N-T, tent. I want to make sure people understand this. Tyson Food, but it's deeper than it, Tyson Foods and, you know, Sam Faddis and these folks are starting to boycott, which we fully support, of Tyson's Food. But it's even deeper than that. Is it not, Raheem Kassam?
Yeah, so the Tyson Food story is really interesting. It's a fascinating company when you take a look under the hood. I mean, they themselves say that a third of their current 120,000 plus staff are migrants into the United States. They also reintroduced antibiotics into their food recently. They've trademarked something called the Protein Company because they want to move into the kind of the eat the bugs territory. But what really stood out for me, I did this piece this weekend about Tyson, its new commitment to hire another 42,000 migrants, and actually what is driving that. It's fascinating because they are a part of something called Tent. And Tent is a pro-mass migration organization that is actually led by an Obama-era White House staffer called Gideon Maltz. And what they do is they sign up corporates all across America, and they effectively say, hey, we're going to get you cheap labor. We're going to get you people, it's indentured servitude. It's a form of modern slavery. We're going to get you cheap labor, people who can, like, en masse wash the chickens, people who don't particularly care about health standards, well-being, minimum wage standards, all this, and just shove them into your factories and use them as human fodder. What they do, however, it's interesting, they hide behind technicalities. So while Tyson Foods will say, no, look, we were part of the E-Verify program and illegal immigration, we're completely opposed to it, what they're actually relying on is something called employment authorization documents. And that is something that the Biden regime reinstituted very quickly. It was June 2021. They reinstituted these emergency authorization documents for people who claim asylum in the United States to then be able to work while they are awaiting a court case. Now, as you and the audience know, most of these court cases are not even heard. They don't even bother showing up in most circumstances, and they just remain in the country and work. Well, they're working under these employment authorization documents, and the way and the scale at which they're being churned out by the current government is absolutely stunning. Corporates like Tyson's, and by the way, on the National Pulse, I've listed a bunch of them here for you: Bank of America, McDonald's, MasterCard, Ben and Jerry's, Uber, Ameritrade, Warby Parker. There are so many of these companies who are tied to the historic Obama admin, the current Biden regime, on mass importation of people. They're never going to need to actually be legal immigrants in this country, because via this strategy, everybody on the corporate globalist side gets everything they want.
Raheem, where do they go on the National Pulse? This is amazing reporting. You're breaking things down and contextualizing everything. Where do they go?
Yeah, so if you go to thenationalpulse.com now, you'll also see that at the top of the site, we now have a trending news bar. So I'll push that Tyson story back up right after this appearance on this show so that people can get easy access and read all about that. The big top story on the site right now is the Midas Touch link to the Biden White House, to Anita Dunn, how they're confessing to operating hand in hand. And I just want to say thank you to you, Steve, for having me and let me talk about this. But if you go to thenationalpulse.com/war room. Every single person who joins up to the site, you are massively, massively helping us do the heavy lift of this research. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of deep dive. It takes a long time and it takes a lot of effort to get to some of the nitty gritty on these things. So thenationalpulse.com/war room. You guys keep joining. We'll keep pumping out the stories and exposing these people. Thank you.
Okay, brother. Love it. Fantastic. Yes. There's a Donnybrook over in the house right now. I don't know if we can cut into that or not, but there have been Bob Alinsky, who actually showed up being grilled by little Jamie Raskin and Goldman, and he's firing back, and it's going to be, we'll get clips maybe later, but man, this is a wild one. This is all the impeachment hearings, and if the Republicans were better prepared, Democrats would never allow a witness to be abused like this. Just saying. This is preparation. This is know how to run things. I'm bringing Dave Brat, who's actually in the war room today. Dave Brat, thank you very much for coming. Why is it we're, and I know you got some charts, we're going to get to that in a moment, but why is it that we're sitting here and we've got to man the ramparts again because the Republicans are about to crater on a budget that's bigger than Nancy Pelosi, but no cuts, No Walkman weaponized out. Yep. All the fights of 2023 have been tossed aside. What is the mentality that does that, Dave Brett?
Yeah, well, I wrote a piece on that in Breitbart a few weeks back. It's because our side doesn't fight and we don't run on anything. We don't run for anything. I suggested the big three issues that are on the war room every day. The border, the $50 trillion in debt, and the endless wars. If you run on those three, the border invasion's an 80% issue. You got the mayor of New York City and Chicago on your side. The Democrats are on our side. You win. But instead, we let 200 members inside our conference run elections independently of each other. We don't have a contract with America. We don't run as a party on anything. And so as a result, we're running scared. We're always running scared. We have the majority. The Democrats have the minority right now. All political views are just my own, by the way. But the Democrats have the minority, and they don't act like they're in the minority. They act like they're, you know, 2 points down in bracketology, and they're going for it. And we're playing prevent defense always for the past 30 years, and we have a consistent track record of losing. And it's reflected in the productivity numbers that are coming up. If our party, the adults in the room, don't get our act together, we're handing our kids a disaster. We're already in a disaster. And I'm glad we prayed for a Navarro, Brother Navarro, today. Just hearts all go out to Peter. God bless you, Peter.
We also prayed for the country. Appeal to heaven, as you remember from our founding, which they've also said is somehow racist, like the Gadsden flag. They always come up with something. It's praying for a country. We see Peter Navarro out there. It's not just Rudy and Lindell and Bannon and it's Trump. They want Trump. They got Trump up for 700 years. I wonder about it. You got to remember that. Dave, hang over a second.
Yeah.
We're going to play a cold open. We got Rabbi Walecki. He's going to join us right after the break because the cold open is going to take us to break. He's got the new show, Eyes on Israel, on Real America's Voice, but it's become quite a controversial figure over the last couple of days. Let's go ahead and play the cold open.
I think that the Democrats have been very, very opposed to Jewish people. That's true. And to Israel. All you have to do is look at Senator Schumer. What he did with Israel is a disgrace. And I think Israel will probably not forget it very soon. It's a very sad situation.
To say you hate Israel or your religion, excuse me, to say you hate Israel or your religion because you have one political view over the other is sick. It's hateful. It is unadulterated anti-Semitism, and it serves to use Israel as a political wedge, further damaging the bonds between U.S. and Israel. We have always tried, I've always tried through the years, to keep everything we do on Israel bipartisan, and to use it for partisan purposes hurts Israel, hurts America, and displays how low Donald Trump would go. And nobody who breaks bread with anti-Semites like Nick Fuentes and who called white supremacists in Charlottesville very good people, or who, as was recently reported, said disgustingly that Hitler did some good things, has any right, to lecture Jewish Americans about their personal political beliefs. I condemn the former president's irresponsible comments and urge others from both sides, to do the same.
So Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, and look, let's talk about the elephant in the room, an American Jew. And just so before we say anything else, let it come out of my mouth as an Orthodox rabbi, a Jew living in Israel. Your listeners have to understand that the gap in worldview between Jews of traditional biblical thinking, Jews and Jews in Israel, even those who aren't walking around with kippahs on their heads, are coming from a perspective of a Jewish identity rooted in the Bible and rooted in fundamental nationalistic faith. That's where the Jewish people are at. And when I say nationalistic, I mean national identity, driven by national identity. And Chuck Schumer is the avatar. He is the, you know, he's the court Jew who in exile has reached the high status of being near the regime and has turned on his own people as a tool of the regime against them, like following in the tradition of many, many court Jews throughout the centuries who worked on behalf of those who persecuted us throughout our time in exile.
We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay. Rabbi Walecki joins us. We've had the rabbi on before. He's now got a show on Real America's Voice on Sunday afternoons called Eyes on Israel. Rabbi, you kind of kicked off this entire firestorm that President Trump's now wrapped up in, et cetera, on Frank Gaffney's show the other day. And then when Gaffney came on War Room and reiterated what you said, and of course, they're saying, oh, Bannon and Gaffney said that. I said, no, it was the rabbi. What is the concept of a, what does the concept, particularly for Jewish people, mean when you say court Jew?
Well, it's an interesting concept because a lot of court Jews throughout history were good people. The court Jews, that term started really getting used in the 17th and 18th centuries in Europe, in Austria and Germany and Prussia, referring to Jews who had a special status. They didn't have to live in the ghetto. They didn't have to wear special badges that marked them as Jews. They were generally bankers and financiers who helped out the kings and princes and whoever was ruling over the Jewish people. And in many cases, they did wonderful things protecting their own community. But in a lot of cases, the court Jews ended up becoming the tools of the regime to carry out the onerous anti-Semitic policies against their own people. And that's really what I was referring to there. But, you know, the concept of the court Jew, the Jewish people have been in exile, were in exile for about 2,000 years. So surviving in exile, there were Jews who would rise to prominence. And again, and quite often they turned on their own people. So you have examples like in the 20th century in Soviet Russia, you had the pocket Jews who worked for the Soviet regime, informing on Jews who wanted to emigrate to Israel and who were practicing Judaism. In Nazi Germany, you had the Judenrat who were responsible for carrying out the Nazi regime's policies. So that's the concept that I was alluding to when I called Chuck Schumer a court Jew, because frankly, his behavior on the Senate floor the other day was picture perfect for that.
Well, to talk about that for a second, because I think most people, he presents himself as the biggest defender of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. I mean, he says this all the time when he comes in and talks, and his preamble is that he is been the single biggest yep. protector of the state of Israel. So if his record is that, if the evidence is that, and maybe it's not, you're going to show that, but if the evidence is that, and it's never been pushed back on, or just maybe from some conservative Jewish folks on the right, or they would say the far right, why do you refer to him as a court Jew, which is a pretty, it's a term that will get people worked up.
Yeah, look, the reason I refer to him that way, of course, Schumer has had many, many pro-Israel votes in the past. If we're going to start going to a voting record and see if he's pro-Israel, yes, he's voted on behalf of Israel. But the reason I said that is that like the Jews that he basically represents, which is the overwhelming majority of Jews in America who are progressive liberal Jews, who are not coming from a biblical faith worldview, and they're the vanguard of the progressive liberal movement. What's happened in recent years, since Israel has shifted more and more to the political right, to the nationalist right, and that's where Israel is right now, and that's why Netanyahu, and even when Netanyahu wasn't in power briefly under Bennett, it was still an overwhelmingly right-wing government. They increasingly, these progressive Jews in America are ashamed of Israel. They don't come right out and say, I'm ashamed of Israel, but Israel makes them uncomfortable. When the embassy was moved, they weren't really in favor of it. whenever Israel's involved in a conflict like we're involved now, they just, you know, they're torn between their progressive liberal ideology and their support for Israel, which is basically increasingly a religious and right-wing nationalist country. And that's what all those, you know, all those protests about judicial reform, which were really a lot about that tension in the country. They weren't entirely about that, but it really broke down into left and right. The American Jewish establishment that Chuck Schumer, again, he's the avatar of, he's like the Pope of it. The American Jewish establishment supported the protest movement so much so, I'll break another little bit of news here that no one really knows. I once told it to Gaffney. At the beginning of this war, the Jewish federations in America were raising hundreds of millions of dollars from Jews who were just, you know, traumatized by October 7th and were sending in their money. And I got a hold of a document. I could share it with you afterward. I got a hold of a document which I wasn't supposed to see, which was a list of the disbursements by the Jewish Federation. And number four on the list of organizations getting disbursements, ahead of Magen David Adom, which is the Israeli Red Cross, ahead of some very major social service organizations and medical service organizations, was the protest movement that was protesting against judicial reform. They got a $5 million disbursement from the Jewish Federations of America 1 month after October 7th. The Jewish progressives in America are not in favor of a nationalist right-wing Israel that is strong in our homeland, you know, based on the historical Jewish identity. That's just not who they are. So Chuck Schumer right now has become a tool of the regime. You know, we know that he met with the White House, that the White House looked over the speech beforehand. You mentioned that on your show. You read from a piece that said that the White House approved of the speech. And what's so obvious is that people like Tony Blinken, another Jew in the establishment there, and Chuck Schumer are now doing a full court press so that Israel will not succeed in destroying Hamas, so that Israel will not succeed in destroying the Muslim Brotherhood stronghold that is there, that threatens Israel's existence. And, you know, and when he talks about a two-state solution, which no one in Israel wants, he's talking about ripping Jews from their homes in Judea and Samaria, the biblical heartland of the Jewish people. I don't know how such a person can push back when Donald Trump says that he hates his religion. From where I stand, I look at a Jew who doesn't value Hebron and Bethlehem and Judea and Samaria as Jewish places, a Jew who doesn't value that, yeah, I kind of agree with Donald Trump.
Real quickly, we're pressed for time, but Media Matters, they're very sophisticated over there. Tell me about Media Matters, information warfare line of attack, angle of attack is this. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, so after Gaffney appeared on your show and quoted me, he sent me the Media Matters story that they did. And the title the title, the headline on this Media Matters story is Frank Gaffney calls Chuck Schumer a court Jew and claims the psychology of Jews is pretty twisted. Now, if you then read the piece that they have there, as Raheem was just saying, they just put out these, you know, 700, 800 word text and they give a transcript of what Gaffney said. And in the transcript, Gaffney says that he's quoting me having said it. So they intentionally in the headline made it seem like Gaffney and Bannon were smearing Chuck Schumer as a court Jew. The goal of this, let's understand, there's actually a signal in here, Steve. The goal of this Media Matters story is to paint MAGA leadership, you, Gaffney, the War Room, as anti-Semites, because they are terrified of Jews who are now feeling disaffected from the increasingly anti-Semitic Democratic Party and anti-Israel Democratic Party. A lot of disaffected Jews are now looking to the right and saying, hey, maybe I have a home in MAGA. And they're starting to dip their toes in the water of moving in our direction. And the last thing that these people want, that these Media Matters types and these progressives want, is for Jews to feel comfortable in the MAGA movement. So they have to smear the MAGA movement and make it seem like Frank Gaffney's an anti-Semite. And you know, Frank, there's probably no more pro-Israel person in the whole public policy community in Washington, D.C. than Frank Gaffney. But that's what this is really about, is trying to keep Jews away from identifying with MAGA.
Rabbi, what's your social media and how do people get to the show? We want to make sure it gets a huge viewership. So where do people go?
Thank you very much, Steve. The show is called Eyes on Israel, and it airs every Sunday at 3 p.m. right after the replay of the Saturday War Room. That happens on Sunday afternoon. It's a one-hour news magazine show about Israel. Super exciting stuff. Our first episode, we talked about the Biden administration's crimes, that they're breaking the law and essentially funding terrorist families. On this next episode, we're going to be ripping into Schumer and talking also about the increasing support for Israel on the populist nationalist right throughout the world and some other topics as well. So that's where you can find the show, on Real America's Voice. And we're so grateful to the SIGs, and to Harry, and everyone who helped us get the show off the ground. So again, Real America's Voice, 3 p.m. on Sundays, and you can find it also on the website. My social media, I'm at Rabbi PW on both Getter and X. I'd love to build up my Getter. I haven't had much engagement there because it's been pretty small. I was never a social media guy much before. So if everyone could give me a, you know, give me a like and give me a, you know, give me a follow on Getter, I'm going to get a little spicy there too. And that's how you can follow me. And Steve, let me just say, I've been a Posse member for years. I've been listening to the War Room on a daily basis for, you know, I don't know, since the early days. And just people who are watching this now, who will watch the show, should know that this is a War Room Posse member living in Israel who's got this show, Eyes on Israel.
I think the show's going to be pretty controversial, so we'll definitely watch it and do clips on it. We'll get you up on Getter. So thank you, Rabbi. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And Steve, you still got to speak for our Trump event. We talked about that in Arizona. We got to talk about that. The Jews need you.
Amen. 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 Honored. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Rabbi. I want to thank Rob and Parker Sig, Harry, the entire team for getting that show up. Very important show. Sundays. Royce White on Saturdays now, before the live version of our Saturday morning show, the Royce White Show. And then you've got Rabbi on the replay of our show on Sundays. Dave Brat, I'm going to commercial break in about a minute. Give me your thoughts on what you just heard.
Yeah, well, you know, politics is very divided right now. The one way to get at reality, the special bond between the United States and Israel is God, right? That is the special bond, right? I've talked to the ambassador from Israel, and neither side is doing much God talk, right? So the way to cut through and to find out who's telling the truth is just measure how many people are quoting the Bible. That is the word of God, right? You may have your opinion to what justice looks like in your own view, but thus saith the Lord, right? When I see some politicians on Capitol Hill quoting the Bible, that'll cut through. Israel themselves will tell us they don't want to be just an aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean. The special thing about Israel is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is why we have a shared bond that is hugely powerful and lasting and will endure, but that requires God talk on both sides, and we need to work together to make that happen.
Appeal to heaven. Dave Brat, hang on. You're in studio today. We've got a lot of charts to go through. Ben Burkholm's going to join us. He's on location. It's going to blow your mind. Bill Blaster, Grace Chung. We've got a lot to get through. We're going to get through it all. Go get for free The End of the Dollar Empire. If you haven't read it yet, download it, read it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. It's all there for free. 3 years of hard work. Do not let it go to waste. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Short break. Back in a moment. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You just heard it was Rabbi Walecki talking about this big shift, and a lot of the Jewish community is coming over to MAGA now, and there's a huge fight within that. You're seeing the same thing among the minority community, Asian Americans. I'll talk about that in a little while. Hispanic citizens, and of course, African Americans. I want to go to Ben Berquam, and here's the reason. The elites in this country have a well-thought-through plan of how to destroy the working-class Hispanics and working-class blacks in this country by flooding this country with illegal alien labor to drive wages down, because the Wall Street crowd thinks that working-class blacks' wages are too high, and that's what's driving inflation, not the $2 trillion deficit that the elites are going to have pushed through Congress this week. Ben Berquam, where are you? Who are you with?
Hey, Steve, we're at one of the over 50 locations where they're holding illegals in Chicago. This is the they have over 3,000 people in this warehouse. This is the location where they announced last week that they had a measles outbreak. So we're kind of holding our breath as we're standing here. Last I heard, there was 13, but it's probably over 100 now. Who knows? But this is what's happening. I want to bring the guys that we spoke to the last couple days. We're doing a little tour through the city to make stops along the way to wake up the American people. We're going to talk a little bit about illegals. We're going to talk about the invasion, what's going on there, but we're going to talk about elections too. I just want to kind of go around here. And David, you said something powerful when we first got here about the Tyson Foods and what's going on here.
Yes, the economic war that's on the American people. If we look at what's going on, you have Tyson Food that them fired 1,200 American people to hire 42,000 illegal immigrants. We're in an economic war in today's time. Right now, we look around. This is everyone. Big business has this going on. We have to look at the full system, and that's why I keep saying the system. We look at every day, it is something going on, the injustice against the American people, the economic war against the American people. That's the problem.
Thank you, David. Bob?
No, I just wanted to comment on the Democratic Party, the double-talking. Chuckie Schumer calls for elections, and now they mad because Trump says something about the Jews. So I just tired of the double-talking of the Democratic Party.
Sir?
Well, it is unfair to the American people. I think the American people should get the resources. And they don't need the resources. Families been here many years ago, don't have the resources, and homeless people need help. So let's, man, come together and pull this together, Republican, all the way. Trump 2024.
And we've got, everywhere you go, Steve, you've got illegals, the Venezuelans out there using kids as pawns. Mark, I want you to mention something on that. We were walking around, what you see throughout the streets.
Well, a lot of the so-called migrants are panhandling with children, which is against the state law. It's child endangerment. And you really can't use a child as a prop to panhandle. And they're doing it at probably a couple thousand locations every day in Chicago. It's outrageous, and children should not be used as props.
And Terry, now getting into elections, hey, so while this is happening to all the War Room posse out there, while this is happening, they're stealing the elections, and you've got guys, the Republican Party, to me, that's just as bad, Terry.
Yeah, in the western suburbs, you know, we're fighting the establishment, and it looks like many of the Trump MAGA candidates did not win their primaries yet, you know, yesterday. They're not getting support from the Republican Party here in the state of Illinois. One other thing I want to mention is about the handguns. This morning, a judge announced in Chicago that she wants to allow illegals to carry guns. It was just announced a few hours ago, so we need to look into that as well.
Hang on one second. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I want to ask David. Go back and ask David. Does he see the economic war? We know Tyson's and these plants around the country, but has he seen the economic war of corporate America and the elites against working class minorities in the city of Chicago itself?
Yeah, David, he wants to come back to you and ask you the economic war we see with Tyson Foods, but do you see that in corporate America, across America, not just with them?
Yes, I see that happening across all businesses, because American people are demanding a livable wage, and our cost of living has risen. We deserve a livable wage coming from each corporation, but corporations don't want to pay the American people righteously. So they want to bring in and usher in illegal immigrants to replace American people on these job sites. You could get cheap labor out of them. They will work for pretty much anything coming from the countries that they come from. We as American people, we are overtaxed. We sit here and we demand a livable wage. Our senators, our congressmen, they're getting raises. Why the American people can't get a raise through a corporation? I just believe it is a systemic thing that is going on. Whether it's Democrat, Republican, it is big business that is pushing this through. That's what I believe.
And Steve, I want to make sure we have time to talk about what Pastor Lori saw yesterday at the polling, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, ask Pastor. So while all this is happening,
Pastor Lori, you were out at the polling places yesterday for the Heritage Foundation. Talk to us a little bit about what you found.
Well, what we did was we went out with a team. We went to the north side, the west side, south side, stopped in different polling places. And there were so many violations. We witnessed at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's a Democratic judge that's acting as a Republican judge just for the day. We also witnessed ballots not being out accessible to Republicans. And when we questioned about it, they said, well, you have to ask for it. There were so many other things, like the machines were breaking down, printers were bad. They was calling technicians in the middle of the day to do fix the machines. The ballots that some, we got a lady that was trying to put a ballot through. They told her that the machine was broke and they would put the ballot through later and they put it in a box. But after they saw us there asking questions, they, you know, made the machine work. So the ground game is going to be important. If there's going to be a fair election, so I understand personally now what happened in Arizona because I'm seeing it right here in Chicago. But if the Republicans don't want to win this election, it's going to have to be the ground game. We have to have people in these places to hold them accountable because if we don't, another election will be stolen in 2024. And that's what the Democrats are doing, illegal things at the polls to steal, kill votes, or do whatever they have to do to win.
So it's all tied together, Steve. Yeah. They're bringing in the illegals. They're stealing the elections. It's all tied together.
Yeah. Hang on, Ben. Right before he lets you go, I want to go back to David one more time. He used the term replacement theory. Ask David. I thought that was a white nationalist, phrase about that. But he's saying it's actually happening against the black community in Chicago.
Actually, and the first person who said that was actually Bob Israel. We're talking about that. So Steve just asked, you guys use the term replacement. You guys feel like you're being replaced. Yes. The mainstream media says that's a white nationalist term. Is that a white nationalist term, or is that happening to everybody? Every American citizen?
I believe that's happening to every American citizen. Black, yes. White, don't matter what nationality that you are. If you are here, you are being replaced by cheap labor. That is what's happening.
I just want to ask these. Chicago's full of rhinos. Please stop funding these Chicago rhinos.
Amen. Tell the guys, by the way, social media, I want to know where everybody can get these folks. Very powerful.
All right, social media. I know, Dave, you don't really have one. Pastor?
TECNTV.com, Let the Truth Be Told, 6 p.m. Central. Also, you can find me at rumble.com, David Lowe, 1057.
And it's David Barnes over here, Bob Israel. Any social media?
No, right now, change my name, King Israel.
King Israel, King Israel over here. All right, Terry.
At Terry Newsom 357 on X. Terry Newsom 357 X.
And then we've got Mark, Public Policy Man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Public Policy Man on Twitter.
And sir? Morris Anderson on Facebook.
We've got
MAnderson 4848 at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, guys. And at Ben Berquam, of course.
And also a message Trump. They need to get rid of these rhinos here in Chicago. They need to be replaced because black folks are not going to vote for white folks who have done nothing in the community. So we need to have a conversation so that we can stop the craziness at the polls and save this election.
Get rid of the rhinos.
Amen. Yeah, the whole state of Illinois. Amen. Amen. Ben, we got to get everybody up there on social media. You got some very powerful voices there. Very powerful. Thank you, Ben Berquam.
Yeah, I got all their contacts. We'll be sharing their information. Yes, sir.
Perfect. We're going to get President Trump out there to a rally, no doubt. Grace Chung, Queen of the Trolls. We're going to have a big fight in the next 24 hours, Grace. We need everybody to the ramparts. You and the development team have come up with Bill Blaster. Walk people through it, how they get it, how do they use it.
So it's a free app where you can contact your congressman or senator virtually with one touch. You can also check their Twitter pages, Facebook, and also their official website. So it's all there, all free. You can. It's now available in Android phones. We're still doing the beta testing, but we've made it available for everyone. And so just go to the Google Play Play Store and type in Bill Blaster, one word, and you'll see it. And it's available in Apple. And you can also check billblasterapp.org, and you can download it from there. And we really appreciate all the comments, all the feedback to make the app better. And we've been reading through all the emails, so really appreciate it.
So, Grace, we're going to get some content. Just to give people the battle plan here, we're going to get vote. We got to get the bill. I don't want to go off half-cocked because this is going to be a big one, putting people on notice, because this is outrageous what has happened. I just want people to understand this is Nancy Pelosi's budget plus at least $30 billion or maybe more, and none of the Woken weaponized are out. They're mocking us right now on social media because Johnson's going to talk about all these wins he's gotten. It's a joke, and they're being mocked, and we should be mocked. So we're going to the ramparts. We're going hard. But I want to make sure we get the content that once you get to your congressman, your representative, you can have a meaningful conversation with either them or their staff. One more time, Grace, where do people go, both to download it, to give you comments, feedback, all of it?
You can get the app at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Just type in Bill Blaster, one word, or you can go to billblasterapp.org and all of that is there. And you can also email info@billblasterapp.org with any questions or comments. And our team will get back to you as soon as possible. So thank you, everyone. And let's get prepared and download it today.
Grace, are you mobile today? Are you Grace? Yeah. Grace, when Grace is mobile, she's dangerous. Watch. She's very.
Yes. I've got a busy morning.
Not at the Grace Chunks. Not the Grace Chung Suya. Grace, thank you so much, hon. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to the ramparts, going to the mattresses. Dave Bratt, when you see this morning both from Israel and then from the African-American community in Chicago, this is the MAGA movement. This is how we're getting more and more powerful every day, right? We're bringing more allies on. And the reason is they see the common sense of the MAGA movement. They see the common sense of President Trump. It's heartening. Is this perfect? It ain't perfect, folks, because it's human, but it's getting there. If you see directionally, Dave, it's pretty amazing. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the idea that we're going to get back to the golden days soon, those days are gone. We have a lost decade coming up, as the charts coming up after the break will make very clear. But from Chicago to New York, the American people have a sinking feeling in their gut about the economy and their welfare. The number one determinant of welfare, the way we measure it, is through your GDP, right? The amount of stuff you make a year in your economy. It's your income. And basically, that's the same thing as productivity. So you could hear in Chicago the replacement theory. There's a dismal sense. And then the Tea Party and the MAGA movement and my friends back in Richmond, they all would ask me, Dave, how can this be? How can we be $20 trillion in debt? Now, how can we be $35 trillion in debt? And so the one thing I want to convey today, the one thing you cannot hide from, is the productivity numbers that are headed our way. For the past 70 years, productivity has been declining. And right now you're hearing, you know, talking points from politicians. The economy's grown at 2 or 3. Productivity this quarter is 2 or 3. Well, it's not. That's all artificial. That's not the real economy. That's brought to you by gigantic government spending, right? $2.5 trillion deficit spending that both sides are probably going to vote for coming up again, putting us in this hole. And so I got a few charts that I want to go through when we get back. But I want to explain why that's not real. Those numbers are not real. Yep.
Okay. We'll be back. We'll take a short break. Back in a moment. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
More than just beautiful dance. It's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance. It's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
Okay, I want to go to what shenyundun.org. This is Lao Baijing. This is the great culture of China before the CCP took over. Newsweek magazine's got a huge story that 40% of the American people think that China is the number one security national security threat to the American people. It's the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese people are our allies like they were in World War II, where they shed, I don't know, the blood of 35 million people in defense of their country. Shen Yun shows you classic Chinese culture. That's why I go. They're playing all over the country. It'll blow you away. You do not want to miss this. Was it shenyun.org? Go there to find out all the dates they're playing, how you can get tickets. This is what Mao Zedong and the communists destroyed with the Cultural Revolution. This is the same type of Cultural Revolution they've got here in the United States to destroy our traditional culture. The communists always do the same things. They can never win in the economics. They try to go after the family. They try to go after traditional culture. If you see this, you'll be blown away by the beauty of it. Also, Jace Medical. Remember, the Chinese Communist Party controls the supply chain. You're going to hear Biden the next couple of days talking about supply chains. He's doing this. He's doing that. They control 100% of active pharmaceutical ingredients. We allowed that to happen. Okay, 80% of generic drugs. Don't get caught short. Go to Jace Medical. They took Rosemary Gibson's great book and turned it into a business. So go check it out today. Dave Brad, I tell you what, the analysis on productivity is so important. We're going to bump that, and you're going to come, but you're going to be on 6 o'clock with me because I got to take my time to go through those charts. Right. I just want you to have this. This is at end. We're going to show productivity and the manifestations of the material world. But give me a minute or two that we started this today with Liz Harrington, the prayer for Peter Navarro.
Yep.
This at its heart, and you heard this from the rabbi, you heard it from the African-American fighters in Chicago. This is a spiritual war, 100%. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's right. In Genesis, our God is the God of order, and order requires the rule of law, right? God fought the Leviathan, the great sea monster of chaos. You see chaos all around us today in the world around us. The chaos is a symbol of evil. Of evil forces, order and the rule of law and everything we built up with a beautiful constitution our founders bequeathed us to the modern economic growth and productivity. It's a miracle. We fed the world. The U.S. has been always just the shining city on a hill that has been example to the world. And so we do have a sense of order. It's not perfect, but the folks who are trying to tear us apart, the message of the Judeo-Christian tradition is one. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. We do love everyone. We love the rest of the world. But if we lose our own country, if we don't get our own house in order first, right? And we need God to do that. We need to pray to God every day as a people. We need to get into the Bible. We need to get into the book. And together, we can make this happen. I just cry when I see the illiteracy rates, right? Back in 1550, yeah. Luther had people reading the Bible. We need to get back to the kids reading the Bible again to get back the first principles in their head, and the families need to take charge.
Dave Brat, you're back at 6. We're going to go through the economics of all this. What's your, in the interim, what is your social media that people can get you?
Yep, and I'll get this stuff up. Brat Economics on Getter. And we've had productivity declining for 70. It's down to 1.5, and it's on its way plausibly for 90% of the people down to 0.2.
Unbelievable.
Productivity for this country.
We'll explain this at 6 o'clock tonight, our second hour of the afternoon show. It's, by the way, it's shenyun.com. Leave it to Bannon to blow the website. S-H-E-N-Y-U-N.com. Go check it out today. Traditional Chinese culture. Check it out. It'll bring a tear to your eye about what's happened to this country, about our traditional culture.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, you're one of the fighters. Peter Navarro went to prison yesterday. They're trying to put you in. You're like a mini Trump. They're trying to bankrupt you, and then they want to put you in prison, just like they're doing to President Trump. Talk to me about the company. How are we doing?
Well, the Murrum Posse has the company's back, and we have their back. And so we're bringing back free shipping for the War Room Posse on your entire order. We brought it back a couple of days ago for the War Room Posse, combined with our new $25 special that we're doing. This is an extravaganza on 8 products, and there they are. You've got the My Towel sets. You've got the premium My Pillows, the Roll and Go travel pillows. You get 2 of them for $25. The towels just came in, the kitchen towels, and we launched our sandals. So there we are, the $25 extravaganza. You have the couch and recliner pillows. Those are brand new, everybody. Get them, $25. The 6-piece towel sets, lowest price in history, $25. Kitchen towels, those 6-pack, $25. The slides and sandals are regularly almost, I don't know, over $100 or close to it, $25. Now, those Roll and Go travel pillows, you get 2 of them for $25. The American flag, all the patriotic ones, and then dog beds, $25. We've got all these products and more. You remember, the War Room Posse exclusive, your entire order ships for free. So they, everybody responded yesterday, Steve, my employees. They're busy. They're busy like they've never been busy before. It's amazing how. And the operators, 800-873-1062. Call and talk to them. They'll tell you about other new products that just came in, like those slides and sandals. This is all a War Room special because you guys have my back, and I can get out there, and we're going to secure these elections. And Steve, yes, we need to send our prayers for Peter and Navarro. And we do need to get back in the Word and get back in our Bible so we can be proactive in prayer, everybody, so our prayers line up with God's will.
Mike, we'll see you back here this afternoon. I think hopefully we're going to have some updates on your journey to make sure that we get to paper ballots, same day vote. It's a tough journey, a rocky journey, a narrow gate you got to walk through, but we'll have you back here at 5. Thank you so much. Charlie Kirk is next on Real America's Voice. 2 hours of populist nationalism served up hot. Then you got Poso. Poso was down at the Catholic event in Mar-a-Lago last night. It was amazing. Captain Bannon was there for Abe Hamaday, but also poked her head in to the Catholic event. It was extraordinary. Poso follows at 2 o'clock. We have Miranda Kahn, and the Tara Dahl comes back in the afternoon right before War Room. We're back here 5 to 7 tonight. It's going to be absolutely on fire. We're going to play clips from a knockdown dragout in this Hunter Biden hearing today, which he didn't show up for with the subpoena. Interesting. Back here at 5. See you in the War Room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting in dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.